start out with three long in and out breaths. Now take seven long in and out breaths, thinking Buddha with the in-breath, and Do with the out-breath. Buddha, Do. Buddha, Buddha, keep the meditation syllable as long as the breath. Be clearly aware of each in and out breath. Observe the breath as it goes in and out. Noticing whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable. Broad or narrow. Obstructed or free-flowing. Fast or slow. short or long. Warm or cool. If the breath doesn't feel comfortable, adjust it until it does. As soon as you find that your breathing feels comfortable, let this comfortable breath sensation spread to the different parts of the body. To begin with, inhale the breath sensation at the base of the skull and let it flow all the way down the spine. Then, if you are male, let it spread down your right leg to the sole of your foot, to the ends of your toes, and out into the air. Inhale the breath sensation at the base of the skull again, and let it spread down your spine. Down your left leg to the ends of your toes and out into the air. If you are female, begin with the left side first because the male and female nervous systems are different. Then let the breath from the base of the skull spread down over both shoulders, past your elbows and wrists, to the tips of your fingers, and out into the air. Let the breath at the base of the throat spread down the central nerve at the front of the body, past the lungs and liver, all the way down to the bladder and colon. Inhale the breath right at the middle of the chest. And let it go all the way down to your intestines. Let all these breath sensations spread so that they connect and flow together. And you will feel a greatly improved sense of well-being. Breathe whichever way is most comfortable for you. Become acquainted with the bases or focal points for the mind. The resting spots of the breath. and center your awareness on whichever one seems most comfortable. A few of these bases are the tip of the nose, the middle of the head, the palate, the base of the throat, the breastbone or the tip of the sternum, and lastly, the navel, or a point just above it. If you suffer from frequent headaches or nervous problems, don't focus on any spot above the base of the throat. And don't try to force the breath or put yourself into a trance. Breathe freely and naturally. Let the mind be at ease with the breath, but not to the point where it slips away. Spread your awareness, your sense of conscious feeling, throughout the entire body. Unite the breath sensation throughout the body. Letting them flow together comfortably. Keeping your awareness as broad as possible. Don't try to force the breath. or hold it to the point where you feel uncomfortable or confined. You have to let the mind have its freedom. Simply keep watch over it to make sure that it stays separate from its thoughts. Now we will summarize the methods of breath meditation under the headings of jhana. Jhana means to be absorbed or focused in a single object or preoccupation, as when we deal with the breath. The first level of jhana has five factors. 1. Directed thought. Think of the breath until you can keep it in mind without getting distracted. 2. Singleness of preoccupation. Keep the mind with the breath. Don't let it stray after other concepts or preoccupations. Watch over your thoughts so that they deal only with the breath, to the point where the breath becomes comfortable. The mind becomes one, at rest with the breath. Three, evaluation. The mind is focused exclusively on issues connected with the breath. Gain a sense of how to let this comfortable breath sensation spread and connect with the other breath sensations in the body. Let these breath sensations spread until they're interconnected all over the body. Once the body has been soothed by the breath, feelings of pain will grow calm. The body will be filled with good breath energy. These three qualities must be brought together to bear on the same stream of breathing for the first level of jhana to arise. Directed thought, singleness of preoccupation, evaluation. These act as the causes. When the causes are fully ripe, results will appear. The fourth factor of joy or rapture will appear. A compelling sense of fullness and refreshment for body and mind. Going straight to the heart. Independent of all else. And the fifth factor to arise will be pleasure. Physical ease arising from the body's being still and unperturbed. Mental contentment arising from the mind's being at ease on its own. Undistracted. Unperturbed. Serene. And exultant. The factors of the first level of jhana thus come down simply to two sorts, causes and results. Joy and pleasure are the results. as joy and pleasure grow stronger. The breath becomes more subtle. The longer you stay focused and absorbed, the more powerful the results become. This enables you to set directed thought and evaluation aside and relying completely on a single factor, singleness of preoccupation. You enter the second level of jhana. The second level of jhana has three factors: joy, pleasure, and singleness of preoccupation. This refers to the state of mind that has tasted the results coming from the first level of jhana. Once you have entered the second level, joy or rapture and pleasure become stronger. Because they rely on a single cause, singleness of preoccupation, which looks after the work from here on in. Focusing on the breath so that it becomes more and more refined. Keeping steady and still with a sense of refreshment and ease for both body and mind. The mind is even more stable and intent than before. As you continue focusing, rapture and pleasure grow stronger and begin to expand and contract. Continue focusing on the breath, moving the mind deeper to a more subtle level to escape the motions of rapture and pleasure. And you enter the third level of jhana. The third level of jhana has two factors: pleasure and singleness of preoccupation. The body is quiet, motionless, and solitary. No feelings of pain arise to disturb it. The mind is solitary and still. The breath is refined, free-flowing, and broad. A radiance, white like cotton wool, pervades the entire body. Stilling all feelings of physical and mental discomfort. Keep focused on looking after nothing but the broad, refined breath. The mind is free. No thoughts of past or future disturb it. The mind stands out on its own. The four properties of earth, water, fire, and wind are in harmony throughout the body. You could almost say that they're pure throughout the entire body. Because the breath has the strength to control and take good care of the other properties, keeping them harmonious and coordinated. mindfulness is coupled with singleness of preoccupation, which acts as the cause. The breath fills the body. Mindfulness fills the body. Focus on in. The mind is bright and powerful. The body is light. Feelings of pleasure are still. Your sense of the body feels steady and even, with no slips or gaps in your awareness. So you can let go of your sense of pleasure. The manifestations of pleasure grow still because the four properties are balanced and free from motion. Singleness of preoccupation, the cause, has the strength to focus more heavily down, taking you to the fourth level of jhana. The fourth level of jhana has two factors: equanimity and singleness of preoccupation or mindfulness. Equanimity and singleness of preoccupation on the fourth level of jhana are powerfully focused. Solid, stable, and sure. The breath property is absolutely quiet, free from ripples, cross currents, and gaps. The mind, neutral and still, is free of all preoccupations with past and future. The breath, which forms the present, is still, like the ocean or air when they are free from currents or waves. You can know distant sights and sounds because the breath is even and unwavering. Acting like a movie screen that gives a clear reflection of whatever is projected onto it. Knowledge arises in the mind. You know, but stay neutral and still. The mind is neutral and still. The breath, neutral and still. Past, present, and future are all neutral and still. This is true singleness of preoccupation, focused on the unperturbed stillness of the breath. All parts of the breath in the body connect so that you can breathe through every pore. You don't have to breathe through the nostrils because the in and out breath and the other aspects of the breath in the body form a single, unified whole. All aspects of the breath energy are even and full. The four properties all have the same characteristics. The mind is completely still. The focus is strong. The light aglow. This is to know the great frame of reference. The mind is beaming and bright, like the light of the sun that, unobstructed by clouds or haze, illumines the earth with its rays. The mind sheds light in all directions. The breath is radiant. The mind fully radiant due to the focusing of mindfulness. The focus is strong, the light aglow. The mind has power and authority. All four of the frames of reference are gathered into one. There is no sense that that's the body, that's a feeling, that's the mind, that's a mental quality. There's no sense that they're four. This is thus called the great frame of reference, because none of the four are in any way separate. The mind is firmly intent, centered and true, due to the strength of its focus. Mindfulness and alertness converge into one. This is what is meant by the one path, the concord among the properties and frames of reference. Four in one. Giving rise to great energy and wakefulness. The purifying inner fire that can thoroughly dispel all obscuring darkness. as you focus more strongly on the radiance of the mind. Power comes from letting go of all preoccupations. The mind stands alone, like a person who has climbed to the top of a mountain and so has the right to see in all directions. The mind's dwelling, the breath, which supports the mind's prominence and freedom, is in a heightened state. So the mind is able to see clearly the locations of all Dharma fabrications, all sankharas, all elements, khandhas or aggregates, and sense media. Just as a person who has taken a camera up in an aeroplane can take pictures of practically everything below, so a person who has reached this stage can see the world and the Dharma as they truly are. In addition, awareness of another sort in the area of the mind, called liberating insight, or the skill of release, also appears. The elements or properties of the body acquire potency. The mind, resilient power. As the concentrated power of the mind strikes the pure element, intuitive knowledge will arise. As you focus down, think of what you want to know, and it will appear. This is jnana, intuitive sensitivity, capable of knowing past, present, and future. An important level of awareness that you can know only for yourself. The elements are like radio waves going through the air. If your mind and mindfulness are strong and your skills highly developed, you can use those elements to put yourself in touch with the entire world, so that knowledge can arise within you.